We will start on item number 10 from Behavioral Health Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to allow the Planning Council to enter into an agreement with Horizon Healthcare, Office of Consumer Affairs, to administer the activities for the Peer Specialist Pipeline Initiative as part of the mental health redesign.
Madam Chair, as you may recall, we received $3 million in reinvestment money in our 2012 budget, and we needed to move $1.1 of that dollars to the Planning Council, as some of the initiatives have not been fully completed. Part of that spending plan, we had a spending plan sort of related to that money, which we shared at the time, that the money would be going to peer specialist programs, step-down housing alternatives, case management expansion, individual placement and support employment, and supportive housing units. This is the first of the reports related to spending that money. So this actually, as you see, is worded as to allow the Planning Council to release the funds. If I can release the funds to our vendor for the Office of Consumer Affairs, Horizon Healthcare, to move forward with a major initiative to improve and enhance the number of care specialists we have in the pipeline. You'll see that there are a number of initiatives related to the peer, to the program, four training sessions, one of which will be dedicated to Spanish-speaking individuals. One of the things that we are interested in and will continue to work on is to develop some peer specialist support for people with hearing disabilities, and that's not quite set yet, but we're working on that. Study groups for financial assistance to take the certification exam, giving the peer specialists who are new to the role of peer specialists some mentoring and some support as they move into that role. The peer specialists, we would also like to do some advanced peer specialist training. There's a baseline, and that's what people need in order to become certified. We have peer specialists that have been working in the system that we'd like to get them some advanced peer specialist training, especially as they've begun to think about some of the challenges in their role. Number six is a good one here. It's an interesting one. We'd like to create some sort of a web-based clearinghouse so that peer specialists are aware of educational opportunities as well as employment opportunities. And that might have been, that was one of the things we heard as related to the Office of Consumer Affairs. Number seven builds on a successful summit that we had last year. We had a very successful meeting with employers about the advantages and some of the challenges of hiring peer specialists, particularly related to some employment issues. We'd like to continue that again. And then lastly, we'd like to get some specific training for our peer specialists in a model called RAP, which is a wellness plan model. That's actually a model that is copyrighted by an agency, and we'd like to get that agency to come here. This is, as I said, part of the spending plan that was submitted for the 1.1, and it is a total of $200,000.
All right. Supervisor Mayo.
Move approval.
I have a motion for approval. Do I have any further comments or questions from committee? Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hey, Paula.
Yeah.
This was brought before us through the itemized plan that was brought forth, that was brought back by the Planning Council, and now you're starting it.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, and are there a lot of people signed up for the peer specialist training?
There's already been one training that went through. They had 30 slots and had 60 applications. So we're very hopeful that we'll be able to increase the number of peer specialists in the system. As I might just say, this is a recommendation from every single one of our action teams. So this is a very exciting piece of the redesign.
So we had 60 applicants? Is that what you said?
Applicants for 30.
Wow. Okay, great. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Awesome. Supervisor Mayo, then Supervisor Bowen.
Myself, what's the qualification for your peer specialist?
The main qualification is that you are a person that has
consumer
experience as being have been involved in receiving services under the mental health system.
Okay, so it hasn't changed. I thought it might have been something else, too.
No, I think as there are soft qualifications in terms of people having medical skills. And another huge
piece is that you have to be willing to disclose that you've been treated for a mental illness and other issues.
I look at peer specialists kind of like being your sponsor for AA, because it's such a successful model, but your peer specialist kind of helps you through all the bumps and bruises. And
the big thing that peer specialists do is give people hope.
Right.
Because peer specialists are individuals already living in the community, in recovery, and so it's to give people some hope that, you know,
independence. Okay.
Very good. Supervisor Vaughn?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a question about the amount of slots that are provided in this contract, in a way. I think it covers, if I go back to my notes, 20 individuals per session at 4 sessions, so we're covering 80 people going through training. Is that sufficient enough for the amount of peer specialists that we have already or will have?
I think that this is first off, a manageable amount of a number of classes that we can actually manage. And I think 20 is a good number of people to have in a class like this. So we'll keep monitoring and see if we need to have more.
Gotcha. And how many peer specialists do we have so far?
Oh, that's a really
52.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Supervisor
you,
Semper, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Paula, who developed the peer specialist training curriculum?
Well, that's an interesting question. It actually comes from, it's actually certified to the state.
Okay. Okay. So
there's actually two curriculums that are kind of working their way out, and now the state will come forth with a this is the one.
Wasn't there a company that started the peer specialist that isn't with us anymore? Yes, R-Space. Did they have anything to do with the curriculum?
Yes, they had a lot to do with the curriculum development. And actually, R-Space collaborated with Horizon Healthcare on the delivery of the class that we've already had. So we're utilizing their expertise as well.
Okay, so we got a good curriculum.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
R-Space also, just for the record, has two housing facilities, and they have peer specialists actually in both of those housing facilities. So they're really utilizing the peer specialist program. So one of my really good friends is a peer specialist, and he's really good at what he does.
Great.
And I think I have a hard job, and then I talk to him. All right. So we do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayles. Do you have anything else? All right. Seeing no further comments or questions. On the approval, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.